cars could get to a parking place within a few hundred feet of the Aldershorst. There, a shaft ran into the center of the mountain to an elevator which lifted into the Aldershorst. The walls of the elevator were gold leaf. It was to Berchtesgaden that the leaders of Europe had come in the late 1930s to be humiliated by Hitler. Daladier of France, Mussolini of Italy, Schuschnigg of Austria, Chamberlain of Britain, and others. They had feared Hitler, as had the whole world. Now that Hitler was dead, the fear was removed. But that only highlighted the fascination with Hitler and his favorite retreat, which seemed to hold one of the keys to his character. It was to Berchtesgaden that the highest-ranking Nazi leadership had flocked, to be near their Führer. Himmler, Göring, Goebbels, Martin Bormann had houses in the area. There was a fabulous apartment complex for the SS. It was to the Berchtesgaden area that much of the loot collected by the Nazis from all over Europe had come. The place was stuffed with money, in gold and in currency, from a dozen countries, with art treasures. Göring's collection alone contained 5 Rembrandts, a Van Gogh, a Renoir, and much more. It was bursting with booze, jewelry, fabulous cars. So Berchtesgaden was really 2 magnets, the symbolic home of Hitler's mad lust for power and the best looting possibilities in Europe. Everybody wanted to get there, French advancing side by side with the 101st, British coming up from Italy, German leaders who wanted to get their possessions, and every American in Europe. Easy Company got there first. On May 4th, the 101st moved out by convoy down the Autobahn between Munich and Salzburg, with 2nd Battalion in the lead. The Americans passed Rosenheim and the Chiemsee. At Siegsdorf, they turned right on the direct highway to Berchtesgaden. About 14 kilometers down the road, they ran into the tail of the French 2nd Armored Division, the first division to enter Paris, with its famous commander, General Jacques-Philippe Leclerc. The 2nd Armored supposedly had been on the right flank of the 101st for the past week, but the Americans had not been able to keep in touch with it. The French were there 1 minute, gone the next. So far as the Americans could make out, they were looting their way through Germany. Whenever they got a truckload or two of loot, they'd send it back home to France. Now they were lusting to get into Berchtesgaden, only an hour's drive or so up into the mountains to the south. But the French were stopped by a blown bridge over a deep ravine. They did not have bridging equipment, and some SS fanatics were holding out on the south side of the ravine using automatic weapons and mortars. Easy Company and the remainder of 2nd Battalion began mixing in with the French,